Billions of dollars in federal small business aid was handed out last year, but many nonprofits were left out. As Troy Oppie reports, the latest round of the Paycheck Protection Program is more inclusive, but still doesn't catch all of them.
Treasure Valley YMCA President David Duro was shocked last year when he was told the Y had too many employees to qualify for a PPP loan.
In our business, we hire a lot of part-time people, and they may work 10 hours a week or 20 hours a week, but they still count as a full employee.
Small, volunteer-driven nonprofits with few or no employees didn't qualify either, and professional organizations and local chambers of commerce were also left out. Meridian Chamber President Sean Evans laid off half his staff.
We made the reduction in staff knowing that we weren't going to have those revenue sources for us available in 2020.
PPP eligibility expanded in December. It now includes more nonprofits. Evans says the change means he can hire new staff this year. But the news isn't as good for the Treasure Valley Y, which still has too many employees to qualify. Through February, 730 nonprofits in Idaho have been approved for PPP funds. Businesses with fewer than 20 employees can apply through March 10th. After that day, all businesses can apply through the end of the month. Troy Oppie, Boise State Public Radio News.